அஸ்ஸலாமு அலைக்கும் வரஹ்மத்துல்லாஹி வபரகாத்துஹு. ஆல் ப்ரேஸ் பீ டு அல்லாஹ், த மோஸ்ட் மர்சிஃபுல் அண்ட் த மோஸ்ட் க்ளோரியஸ். பிளெஸ்ஸிங்ஸ் ஆஃப் அல்லாஹ் பி அப்பான் அவர் ப்ராஃபட் ஸல்லல்லாஹு அலைஹி வஸல்லம், ஹிஸ் ஃபேமிலி அண்ட் ஃபாலோவர்ஸ். ஹூத் அலை இஸ்லாம் வாஸ் சென்ட் டு த பீப்புள் ஆஃப் ஆத், அண்ட் ஆத் பீப்புள் வேர் கிவன் அ ஸ்ட்ரென்த் பை அல்லாஹ் சுபஹானு வதாலா, அண்ட் தே வேர் கிவன் அபோர்ட் இன் த ராக்கி மவுண்டெயின்ஸ். And those people were polytheist and they did not follow the right path. And Allah says in Quran, Aad denied the messengers when their brother Hud alayhi salam said to them, will you not fear Allah? And Aad people have responded, indeed we see in you foolishness, and indeed we think you are of liars. And as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells how they were destructed in Quran. And as for Aad, they were destroyed by a screaming violent windstorm which Allah imposed on them for 7 days and 8 nights straight, and everyone were destroyed. Aad people were thinking they can hide in their rocky abode, but Allah is Al-Qadir, the most powerful. He had destroyed the people who were thinking they were the powerful. Allah is the supremely powerful, and Allah had proved it by destructing the people of Aad. What are the lessons that we can learn from this story of Aad? We have to stay away from pride and self-indulgence. We have to follow the path of righteousness and oppose the path of falsehood. Rejecting the truth and blindly following the falsehood is the most incorrect path to move on. May Allah grant us, safeguard us, and grant us guidance. And may Allah safeguard us from pride and self-indulgence. Even our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have told that if a person is having an atom of pride in his heart, he will not enter Jannah. So we have to be aware of that, and we have to avoid the pride and attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah help us to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen ya rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.